personal. I have to say that up front, wasn't raised in a mosque or synagogue. Raised in the church and I believe what I was taught. Worked it hard and faithful till the columns came up short. Paul wrote 13 letters and the church was built on those. More than any gospel, more than anyone, yeah, how I chose. Never walked with doubt, never stood inside the Torah's frame. Had a road to Damascus moment, built a religion on that claim. A bookkeeper can't close a ledger on an entry that won't land. I pulled the letters, laid them next to Torah. Pulled the gospels, laid them next to Paul. The Torah stands, not one stroke passes. Heaven and earth are still here, do the math. No private appearances until the universal. The Messiah's own words, that's the aftermath. If they say he appeared in a desert, do not go, do not believe it. That's what the source said. The man who built my church, Desert Road Vision. The source said, don't believe it, that's the finding. I believe the source, not the letter that rewrote it. I believe the source.
Paul called the Torah a curse. The Messiah said forever. Paul's authority rests on a desert road private view. If any gospel contradicts this, even angels, that was Paul's own rule. By the standard, Paul's own gospel meets the curse he wrote. The bookkeeper in me couldn't let that interest stand unchecked. Wished I hadn't found it and couldn't look away. Three witnesses from inside his own book. The source is still there, every word the Torah stands.
Not one stroke passes. Heaven and earth are still here, do the math. No private appearances until the universal. The Messiah's own words, that's the aftermath. Don't believe it, that's the finding. I believe the source, not the letter that rewrote it. I believe the source.
I spent almost 30 years inside what Paul built, and I'm not ashamed of that. I'm grateful for the people and the mornings and the music and the sense that something mattered. I just needed the original, not the rewrite.
The Torah stands, not one stroke.